and welcome back to Dialcast, everything about Dial Square Football Club. It's great to have you back, and it's great to be presenting back. It was 2 weeks ago, I was off for the week, and then also last week we had a break because there was no matches on the weekend. But Adam filled in 2 weeks ago. Thanks for doing that, Adam, mate. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you, Chris. Yeah, that was a really good podcast, good response on that in terms of John's views on Arsenal and Dial Square, which was really good to see.
Yeah, no, it was great to give it a listen whilst I was over in Madrid. Shocking why I went to Madrid. Saw a Real Madrid game, 0-0. Could have just stayed and watched Dial Square winning the cup. What a victory that was. 3-1 victory. But it was great to listen to John. It was great to have a fan on the podcast. So definitely get in touch. If you want to come on the podcast, fans of Dial Square, let us know and we'll definitely have you on. But today, we have got Matty Day on the podcast today. How you doing, Matt?
Yeah, not too bad, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Thanks for coming on. It's going to be great to chat to you. Let's hear about, I guess, the background of your love of football. When was it you started playing football?
Right, yeah. So, very early age, I was starting playing football. Started with my older brother's team. So, from the age of 4 years old, I was playing for my older brother's team. And then, as soon as we were able to get a team my age, so 5 years old, I started in my first team, basically. He carried on. He's only a year above me, so he carried on, and I obviously joined my own team. So, yeah, no, started at a very young age over at Burnham Juniors. So it's local to my area, not so local to Dial, but yeah. So that's it. It was good.
Who's better, you or your brother?
Oh well, I'm sure he'll listen to this. So definitely me. different positions all our lives. I was always a bit more attacking, he was always a bit more defending. He was definitely a lot more aggressive than I was, but in terms of ability, I've got to say me.
When was it, what age was it that you felt I'm definitely better than my brother? Or is it always that competitive edge that you always just thought you were better than him on day one?
No, I think for me, it's definitely because there's only 16 months difference between us. I think it was just always a competitive edge. I think we've always played football in the garden together, whether or not it was him in goal and then me in goal, and we'd be levering balls at each other. The amount of fences we broke in my mum and dad's garden from just kicking the ball too hard. And yeah, the amount of balls that were replaced with plastic balls. So we weren't allowed to play with the leather ones for much longer because we're breaking too many fences. And whether or not it was then playing football on a trampoline to practice tackles. And yeah, it was a bit crazy, really competitive. I've got three brothers. So yeah, we're all pretty competitive. So yeah, my older one, then me, then two younger ones. So yeah, it was good.
So you've got a little four-a-side there. Just get one more than you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, you get my dad in for five-a-side.
Oh, that would be a great watch. The Dial Square fans will be down there watching that.
Yeah, exactly that, mate.
Oh, brilliant. So you talked about you're a bit more attacking than your brother. Well, that you're now a defender. Have you always been a defender?
No, not at all. Yeah, my whole life I was a right winger or a striker or a left winger. I've played in numerous different positions over the time. Played in goal. They realised I was much too short to play in goal at a very early age. Even though my nickname when I was younger was Matt the Cat, so they used to love me in goal, but I was too small. It was all right in the little five-a-side goals, but. When I realised seven-a-side goals, I couldn't even touch the crossbar. It was not the position for me. But yeah, no, I've always played attacking. It's only later on in the career that I've kind of just worked way towards the back, lost a little bit of speed. But yeah, so yeah, it's been a little bit of a transition, but certainly I think that they'll pretty much call me the utility person. Playing all different positions, even now, played this season left wing, right wing, left back, right back, centre mid. Last season was playing centre back, so yeah, definitely a bit of a John O'Shea kind of character.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need, all different positions covered, and that's why you're a great asset to Dial Square at the moment. What about your team then growing up? Did you have a football team?
Yeah, I've always been a Man United fan. Grew up supporting Man United. My dad wasn't very much into football. My older brother sported Chelsea. I wanted something a bit different. My granddad sported Man United, so it was just that was the way forward. I didn't want to be like my brother. Again, that competitive edge, didn't want to support the same team as him. So I went with the team my granddad sported. So yeah, Man United fan. But again, like I said, my dad didn't particularly like football. He liked local football again, liked going and watch Burnham, he liked coming to watch us play. But yeah, so in terms of getting to games when I was younger, it wasn't really much of an opportunity. So I had a couple of friends that I'd go with, but like their parents and stuff. So yeah, not up to Old Trafford very much, but yeah.
So what sparked that love of football then, if your dad didn't really love football much? Was it your granddad's influence, your brother's influence?
Yeah, I think it was my mum and my brother, really. My mum was always quite sporty, she said, when she was younger. So I think she helped coach my older brother's team as well at one point. So she had a big influence, I think, in just the love of football and just love sport. I think throughout my whole life, I was always outside playing and kicking a ball. So yeah, and again, like I say, with my older brother, it was always good just to be able to get outside and ruin my dad's grass.
Yeah, I know the feeling. The by the end of the winter, there's just mud all over the grass. It's great.
Forever moving the goals about and forever creating more patches.
Yeah, smashing the goals. The amount of goals have gone through is just incredible. Absolutely. So Man United don't get to many games because I guess typical Man United fan don't get to many games, do they?
Anyway? Well, exactly that, yeah. Yeah, something like that. Well, we play on a Saturday, don't we? So
yeah, true. Thoughts on Ollie?
I think he'd done his job, didn't he? Steadied the ship. He steadied what we wanted him, what he came in for, basically. Maybe coming to an end. I've listened to something that Rio Ferdinand was saying. He's done his job and now it might be time to pass the baton on. So I think that I would echo probably that. I think he's done what he can. Don't think he's probably an elite manager, but he's done a decent enough job, hasn't he? So again, come second last year, got to a couple of finals, but I think United isn't a team that should be coming runners-up. They need to be up there and winning trophies. So yeah, maybe possibly another manager to come in and take United to that next step, maybe.
Who's better, Simon or Ollie?
Oh, Simon, all day long. Yeah, I want to play Saturday, so.
So then building up to Dial Square, you must have played for other clubs as well. Can you talk about maybe your favourite club you played for before?
Yeah, I've played at loads of different clubs at local level. So, from Burnham, Slough, Beaconsfield, and then over more Dials Way, I've played a couple of games at Camberley, Sandhurst, Cove. Probably favourite times have probably been over at Windsor. A good few seasons at Windsor, probably played over 100 games at Windsor. So yeah, that was good. Played fairly decent enough level. We had a good bunch of lads down there. So we had a settled team, settled manager there for a couple of years. Only really left because I started getting niggly injuries and wasn't playing so often. So left there to kind of get my body back right. And then the manager ended up leaving. So yeah, it was something that it just was what it was. It wasn't anything. So I didn't fall out of love with the club or anything like that. But it was just, yeah, my body needed to recover. I think I was 23, 24, and I was getting so many silly injuries. It was just, yeah, time to give it a little break.
Yeah, and then thinking about your best moments then for those clubs, any good memories of winning titles at Windsor, or is it just a good atmosphere around the club?
Yeah, we won the Barks and Bucks senior trophy 2 years in a row. That was good. So I scored 2 goals in the final. That was always a brilliant moment to have family and friends there. Really good crowd, actually. Windsor do tend to get quite a decent enough crowd most games anyway. But yeah, so cup final days were always nice. Another could be seen as a highlight. We didn't lose the game, but going over to Guernsey, when Guernsey were in the league, flying over, get up in the morning, 6 o'clock, get flown over to Guernsey to play. We went 2-0 up within the first 5 minutes. And the there was over 1,200 people there. It was a pretty mad atmosphere to be playing in. I remember there was a little betting man there, betting on your games and first goal scorers and things like that. So it was, yeah, it was pretty cool. But yeah, to go 2-0 up in the first 5 minutes, and then we had a man sent off. So it was a downhill struggle. They were unbeaten for years. I think they were a bit unbeaten for about three seasons. So to be at home, 1,200 people behind your back, man sent off. Yeah, we ended up losing 3-2 in the end. But it was a good atmosphere. And then, we were able to party the night away in the evening.
I'll come to the night in a second.
Yeah.
Was it a red card, do you think?
100%.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it was a horrible tackle. He was last man. Horrible. It was high. It was late. It was everything you don't want it to be. But he thought he needed to do it. Again, it's probably a bit of pressure. The 1,200 people in the crowd. Atmosphere maybe got the better of him. But yeah, it was... It was all right, yeah.
What's he thinking? 2-0 up. Does he need to make that challenge?
Didn't need to make the challenge, no. But it was definitely a red card.
Was he invited to the parties afterwards?
He was. He was the skipper as well. So it made it worse. He couldn't. Well, we did give him a stick, but yeah, we didn't give him too much stick.
So you mentioned the parties. Let's hear it then. Any good stories from your times in football?
None that can be shared. But yeah, there was a couple of air hostesses on the flight over that took a fancy to a couple of the lads. So yeah, they showed us all the good clubs to go to and all the best after parties as well. So yeah, it was a good time over in Guernsey.
It was most
of their contacts. So yeah, they were all there. So yeah, it was good times. Young was only 19 or 20 when I went over there. So yeah, it was a good atmosphere and good times.
Sounds like good times, but it's good times now at Dial Square, isn't it? And I'll pass you over to Adam.
Yeah, so obviously we'll go on to Dial Square. So you spoke about those injuries you've had in the past at those sort of previous clubs. So when Dial Square come knocking, what are you thinking and what's kind of sold you to come here?
Yeah, so it was so after I left Windsor, I kind of went to Ascot and had a couple of games at Ascot, and I went to Cove and I was skipper at Cove. I'd had enough. I'd had so many injuries. I took a couple of years out. And then a friend of mine who I knew from Windsor, he was gone to Penn and Tyler's, which was again kind of step six football. And he said, I'm running a side down here. Well, I'm assistant coach down here. Do you want to just come and give yourself a run out and see if you can still do it? 27 years old. And I said, well, we'll see. Yeah, I can't guarantee you much, but I'll give it a go. So I went down there for pre-season, played probably four games, done my hammy. So it was me gone for the rest of the season. So another whole season out. So then I was thinking, oh, what's the point? And then he went down to Flackwell. So, and again, that's now step five. So I said, you can still get it. You still scored goals down there. But what's your fancy doing a right wing back job for us? I said, I'm just talking about how unfit I am and you want to stick me on right wing back. But yeah, no. So I went down there, did it, started playing again down there. And I've had loads of problems with my ankles over the years and my ankles still weren't the strongest. But I was playing a few games down there, and that's when I got a call from Stuart. This was some point last year. So he said, obviously told me about the project, told me a bit more. Obviously says they weren't really getting the results, just wanted a bit more of experience down there. So down here. So yeah, it was quite an easy decision to make, actually. So I was leaving quite a few friends at Flackwell. We always had a good laugh together. So yeah, I say an easy decision. I was going from somewhere that I knew and the boys that I knew and who would go out drinking regularly with on the weekends to a team where I didn't know anyone during the middle of COVID as well. So it was all a bit strange. But yeah, it was a good decision to make and haven't looked back really.
Yeah, so obviously you were here sort of during that period when the club was first sort of getting established. How different is it this season under Simon, and sort of how the new players that you know you thought you didn't know before have bedded in?
Yeah, chalk and cheese, mate, if I'm being completely honest. So last year, again, you could put it down to COVID, you can put it down to whatever, but there wasn't a team atmosphere in the club. And I think supporters and Stu and John, they all knew, looking at it from the sideline, just you can see the difference of the lads on the pitch, not just in the ability, but just how much more together we are. I think, put it this way, after games last year, I think there was only three or four of us that ever came for a beer in the clubhouse. And for me, that's what brought me back to playing football after a couple of years out, was playing with your friends, playing with people that you actually want to play with. And so to not have that, and like I say, it could have been down to COVID, people were getting home, but then there was boys that were coming down, they were from London, so they wanted to shoot off. And yeah, we were chopping and changing the team every week. We'd have one new player come down, the other player would get annoyed that he wasn't playing. And it was just so much rotation. And eventually then, obviously the manager and the assistant, they left. So I took charge for a game, which was interesting. Something I'm not ready to hang up the boots just yet, even with all the injuries. So yeah, and then obviously we just tried to help the club through that transition period. There was a good 4 or 5 months without an actual manager leading into it. So obviously the players that we had at the time, we obviously tried our best to keep hold of some of them, even if their ability wasn't good, especially the ones that were in and around the place. This season is completely different. All the boys seem to get on really well. We all have a beer in the bar after the game, go out, go for a beer after training. It's just completely different. It's such a better atmosphere. It's good.
Talk about the atmosphere. How important has Simon been in that? Obviously, he's probably different maybe in terms of management to the managers you've had in the past. And sort of how have you found playing under him?
Yeah, it's been really good. Maybe a little bit quieter than some of the managers that I've ever played under. But that can be good sometimes, especially if you've got a new bunch of guys. I think obviously we had Keown as well. Keown did a lot of the shouting. Simon was the calming influence, should we say. So that's always good to have that kind of balance. For me, a lot of what Simon does is he brings the boys together. He keeps everyone together. He calms things down when they get a little bit heated. And obviously, tactically wise, seems to be getting it right. So, yeah, all good in that respect.
And in terms of the fans, obviously that must be quite a good thing to have behind you sort of on a match day, that you know you've got all those fans that are there to actually support you as a player.
Yeah, exactly that. So we've got a really loyal group of fans that come down. Obviously a few that have travelled quite a distance as well just to come and watch us on a Saturday afternoon, which is really important. I think that was something that drew me to Stuart's vision of the club to start off with. You just have to look at the Twitter feed and Twitter pages to know what kind of following Dial can really have. I think there's a space for it. I think the fans are going to be they're going to be key to how the club can build and grow. Certainly, we just want to perform on the pitch, just trying to give them something to cheer about.
Now, obviously, you scored a goal this season. What sort of do you remember of that goal and what did that mean to you?
It was actually not a bad finish. Nick and Watto up front, I think they get a lot of the plaudits and deservedly so. Great number of goals between them. They also get great number of goals because they're quite greedy. So Nick was through and the ball got played over the top and both of us were running onto it and I kind of just said, no, this is mine. And yeah, I was able to lob the keeper. It was a nice finish. It was nice to, and that was again a game where I played right wing. So it was a game where I was going back into a maybe an older position that I hadn't played for a while. Played there a couple of times in pre-season, got a couple goals in pre-season. But yeah, I'll just do a job for the team wherever I'm played, really. So yeah, it was nice to get a goal. Maybe could have had a couple more. Again, I had another lob, which was then ruled out for offside, but no way was it offside.
Obviously, we're talking about the league there. Obviously, you know, I had sort of a decent start. Obviously, just that disappointing defeat a few weeks back. But in terms of the recent game, a cup win, is a cup win or cup run something you want to see Dull Square do this season?
Yeah, so important. I think the league format is just so small, isn't it? Eight teams in the league. You only get to play 14 games in the league. So just even expand the season a bit, just to is a cup final is. It's all well and good winning the league, and everyone wants to win the league. But a cup run and a cup final—they're the days that you enjoy. If it's an evening cup final or if it's a Saturday, that's something your whole week looks forward to, or the whole day that day. Just the butterflies in your stomach to getting ready to go and play them cup finals. And again, it's something for the fans. It's something a day out, another day out. It's something important, and I think the ability we've got in this squad. There's no way that we shouldn't be able to certainly get a cup or two. I'm not sure how many we are in. Maybe three or four cups. So certainly a cup or two would be something we're looking for as a squad.
Yeah, a cup run would be magnificent, wouldn't it? Because as you mentioned there, the league, obviously only eight teams. We're now already halfway through the season. So thinking about that, we've got University of Surrey on this week. Played them last October, I think the start of the month, 2-0 victory. Do you want to talk us through that game? What can we expect from them going into Saturday's game?
Yeah, so, University, sorry, they're all going to be young lads. They're all fit. They're all young. They've all got good brains, but whether or not they're necessarily football brains, I don't know. But I think 2-0... probably flattered them more than it did us last game. I think we could have certainly been more if we played anywhere near the level we can play. 2-0 certainly flattered them. And obviously, I think that was the game Eddie got sent off as well. So that was disappointing to lose him for three games. He had a terrific pre-season, obviously had the injury, came back and then had his sending off. So obviously massive to have him back a couple of weeks ago. And now, we look forward to this weekend, and I can't imagine anything but a Dahl win on the cards.
Because it was a weird one. It was a 0-0, no goals. Then got the sending off. Eddie went off. But then I think Don pulled out two goals, one from the penalty spot. Was it just a matter of time before you were going to score?
It had to be, yeah. There was chances created. And I think it was only a matter of time. I'm sure Watto would probably tell you, but I'm sure it was a bit of a dive for the penalty. So we needed that little bit of luck. He might have got the slightest of touches. We all thought, well, from the bench, actually, they all thought it was a definite pen. So he claimed afterwards he was only just touched. But we need a little bit of luck. We need a little bit of luck in that game. And that was something that certainly helped us get the confidence. And then obviously, like you say, went on and got another goal. Like I say, it was only a matter of time before we did.
Yeah, so this Saturday, 2 p.m, I think, away from home. What do we think then? Score predictions. I believe Adam got the cup one right last week. He went for 3-1 and then he got it spot on. I previously got one right as well. So I think at the moment, we've got a 2 out of 3 correct since we've done the score predictions, either one of us. Matt, let's start with you then. You seem quite optimistic.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm definitely optimistic. I think defensively, we've been really strong lately as well. Obviously, having Gav back and Jim, they've seemed to be forming a really good partnership. They've been really solid, really solid. They, to be fair, both of them would have been my player over the months last year if it was my choice. I think they've been really solid. And Zach's sorted his handling out a little bit, and we've started conceding less goals. So yeah, I'm going for a clean sheet, and I reckon I'm going to go for 4-0.
4-0. Adam?
Yeah, I'll say the pressure's on this week after getting the last one right. So I'll go with 3-0. I'll go 3-0. I can see a clean sheet as well.
In my mind, I was going either three or four, depending on what everyone else was going. Let's do it. Let's go five then.
Go on.
5-0. No pressure, guys. This is massive. You mentioned the play of the month. Let's congratulate Jim on that. Got the most votes for that. But you got nominated, Matt. Were you there on Twitter spamming away, trying to
I'm not on Twitter, boys. So yeah, I'm too old for that. So Jim 100% deserved it. Yeah, so 100%. Yeah, massive congratulations to him. I think he was. Yeah, I mean, he was man of the match in one of the games. It would have been my man of the match in another couple at least. So yeah, no, he's been fantastic. You know, since October.
Yeah, he's been quality. And the bonus that you're not being on Twitter is that you don't know the Twitter questions that are coming to you.
Nothing.
Yeah, so, we've got a few questions. So one is actually from the Don himself. And he put, is it true that he thinks he's the fittest player at the club?
Oh, get out of here. This has come from Keown. This hasn't come from myself. Keown was talking to all of us after training. And he's just managed to let that one slip, and the Don has not let that go since. So I don't know. I've got to be up there in one of the fittest, as long as I keep fit, and that's as long as I keep injury free, I'd certainly be one of the fittest. Yeah, keep going in that gym.
And then Ian Selly has popped up as well. Who is the best midfield player you've played with that played for Arsenal and has scored from the halfway line?
That's a tricky one. Yeah, no, Sells, what player? When he plays, you just see the ability that he's got. Even at ripe old age of 47, I think. So, yeah, he just brings so much calmness to the pitch. I think he's played it. The games he's played, he's assisted, he's scored. So, yeah, what a player. But, yeah, really, really, really nice to have someone like that around the club. Not sure how much he'll be around the club much longer. But, yeah, so it's unfortunate. But, yeah, legend.
Talk us through that halfway line goal then. Were you annoyed at stealing your thunder after you scoring that day and then he scores in the halfway line?
not at all, because we were standing there and it was quite funny because their winger was trying to talk to me and he didn't realize we'd kicked off, and he was like, all their players were up in arms because it was straight after half time. The referee hadn't, he said, oh, the referee hadn't checked that the goalkeepers were ready and the linos were ready, and the ref's like, well, I don't have to. And that was, quality goal, great. To be honest, he tried it the game previously and it had a good effort. I think it just went under the crossbar and the keepers managed to get it, but yeah, he tried it the game before, so it wasn't so much of a surprise that he tried it again. But yeah, quality finish.
We'll round it off with one more. Which teammate do you have the best connection with on the pitch?
That's a difficult one again, because playing in multiple different positions, I think I haven't really built up that much of a connection. I think when I played on the right, Andy Tarrant again has been great at right back since he's shuffled over. Naturally a centre half, I think. So he's kind of filled in and done a job at right back. Has done really well. He doesn't always want to bomb on as much. So again, he knows what I'm going to do and I know pretty much what he's going to do. So that's been good. I think, again, as you say, Nick and Watto, you know what they're going to do. They want to go for goal. They want to get goals. They want to score. And fair play to them, they're doing it. So, yeah, it's all good. In terms of one player, no, I don't think any one player, but certainly I think starting to gel really as a team, and that's really important, obviously, going forward.
There we go. That is the end of the Dogcast this week. Thank you so much for your time, Matty. We both enjoyed that.
No, cheers, boys. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
cheers, so it's
a 2 p.m. kickoff on Saturday for you fans that are listening against the University of Surrey at Surrey Sports Park. So get down there, support the boys, and hopefully, another 3 points on the board on Saturday.
Absolutely.